This is CliffCentral.com.
Nah, let's just play one song here. I mean, let's just keep the whole place for some other time when we got nothing to talk about. That doesn't happen with us. We've always got so much to talk about.
We're professional, Ben.
Yeah, welcome to it. Gareth is away. Gareth is in, he's in England, London-ish area. He's doing fancy things. So if you go into his Instagram account, you'll see where he is, what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's taking a couple of days out, going to some fancy wedding. But now, see, I know this is where your mind's going, so I'll go there with you.
Sure.
Do you think, okay, so Gareth at Windsor Castle, he's hobnobbing and all the other things that his ilk do. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's holding out for that wedding invite from Harry?
Well, that wedding is happening on the 19th.
Soon. Yes.
Soon, yeah.
So it's just a couple of weeks and then...
It's next weekend.
Is it really?
Because this weekend... Yeah, this Sunday is Mother's Day, the 13th. And so next Sunday... Mm. Oh my goodness, that's a lot to handle. Y'all, did I tell you what happened?
With what?
So I... on the note of the royal wedding, and it's not as fancy as freaking Gareth being in the UK, but I think sometimes complaining and putting things out there, eventually the right people will hear, because I just got an inbox from the British Council.
Okay.
Here in South Africa. And they're like, well, okay, Sia, we're having a screening of the royal wedding here in our embassy. Would you like to join us?
You know, I was just about to ask you how you're going to be watching the wedding, because I knew that for you, it wouldn't be just a simple case of sitting in front of the TV. No, it would have to come with a lot of pomp and ceremony.
But the only reason I raise this up is I'm so grateful for this opportunity, but boy, oh boy, have they made the wrong decision. I will be a mess when I get there, but I'm absolutely excited for it. Yeah, it's happening next week. And finally, we now know that as much as a lot of people were side-eyeing Meghan Markle with the Sparkles family,
yeah,
the father will now be involved.
Yes.
He's officially invited to the wedding.
Yes.
We don't know in what capacity. The last I think I read was the fact that...
He is going to walk her down the aisle.
Was it that he'll walk her down the aisle or that he will ride with her in the car?
Well, the communication secretary to Prince Harry has been talking a lot to the media. So there's a whole bunch of information that's now been made public. One of the points being that the father, Thomas Markle, will walk her down the aisle.
Okay, then that's nice. So I think then it's the mother who'll ride in the car with her leading up to the church, and then the father will walk her down the aisle. This is great.
I just think this is fascinating. The dynamics that have gone into this. This is great. And this is kind of why they go to taxpayers. Well, this is why we have so much your money, because we're great entertainment.
You mean now as well that the brother's coming out with all of these things and says, ah, Harry, you shouldn't marry her. It's a bad mistake. And.
Okay, seeing as you would have revolutionized Stormy Daniels' career, how is Meghan Markle gonna play this out?
Meghan?
Is she to further estrange her family?
Oh, absolutely. I mean...
Like how is it going to work? What are humanitarian options from here?
Well, what do you mean as in her role?
Well, obviously, the humanitarian angle is what basically makes her seem so fantastic. So
oh, true.
She plays that, and obviously to isolate herself from the family mess.
You know, she was doing a lot of stuff in Africa before, even just as an actress and just her charities that she used to support.
Yeah, apparently that's how you land Harry. You do charity work.
I think she should do it with Harry. You know, like Harry has his charity here in, I nearly said Botswana, Lesotho, with the prince there. And so she should tag along and support. So I think that's cool.
What if she goes down the Princess Diana route of landmines? Not the Princess Diana down the landmine, just that she did the whole charity with landmines.
Yeah, well, they also said that she was doing that to be spiteful with the Queen and. So we don't know with these things. Yeah, there was some sauciness all involved. Exactly.
But speaking about the drama, I don't know if I picked up on the story quite late, but obviously more details are coming out around Avicii's suicide. It becomes more and more heartbreaking as you get into it, huh?
It's sad. It's
I
so
mean, look,
sad.
We all know the story. The guy, superstar DJ, 28 years old, seems
whose
to be
song we just played.
Yeah, and his music will live forever, as they always say. I didn't play that on purpose. It was on the playlist, and I pulled it up, and it just happened to work. And someone even liked the song. Someone said, "You guys were amazing today. I only went to bed at 3 trying to finish a university assignment, and now I turn on to you guys playing Avicii." See, so there's still happiness around this because today's a happy show, guys. It is.
You keep saying, this. You keep saying it like it's something new. Today is a happy show, guys.
Yeah. So today's happy show. He killed himself with a broken glass.
Ooh.
Broken glass bottle in his room. So I mean, you know, it's an interesting point that a CM made recently. It's like if you. We all know suicide is a very difficult thing to talk about, but it's becoming more and more, you know, every day, and it's coming up in the stories. But there's a lot of suffering that gets to this point. You know, you become so conditioned to think about ending it.
Mm.
Your only way out, the only solution is to check out. But the way you do it, if it's something as grisly as this, I mean, that's when you really know the guy's hurting. Mm. He must have been. Because, I mean, look, I'm not saying that there's any easy way to commit suicide, take your life. It's one of the hardest decisions anyone could ever make.
Yeah.
But a broken bottle in your hotel room.
So did he cut his wrists?
Perhaps it doesn't go into that much detail from the sources that I'm checking.
Oh.
But wow. I mean, that's just...
That also sounds like it's just so painful.
Yeah, but also, you know, his girlfriend, who is a Czech model, she trying to keep everything quiet, but now she is starting to reveal more on social media. And she just said that the two of them were starting on, or planning to start a family.
As
the aftermath of this is only going to get worse.
This is just simply for people who weren't taking mental illness seriously. You think this is a guy who has everything going for him. Money, the fame, age is still on his side, and all of this could not compensate or make him feel any better. And for him, suicide was the only way out. It is so sad, and it's just so horrible. But it is as well this thing... I think for people who commit suicide, it says a lot about what they were going through or how they were feeling about themselves based on how they killed themselves. You know, I think it's one thing to jump off a balcony because that's just 3 seconds to the floor and, you know, it's done. Or it's one thing to just shoot yourself because that's instantaneous. If you are, and let's just assume here, if you have broken glass and you slit your wrist, that's a process, man.
Mm.
You know, so you want to suffer. You want to feel. That's that's not easy, hey?
But look, it does bring the whole thing into light around celebrity life. And people are saying at the moment that Kanye West must have mental issues because of what he's saying.
Mm.
Like, forget about the fact that free speech is alive and well. And I think Kanye's been more coherent and sensible than... You agree with him or you don't agree with what he's saying, at least the guy's actually speaking in a structured sense. I mean, we've had some horrific interviews where he's just crapping on about the fact that he's the greatest musician and he's not making any sense whatsoever. But David Chappelle, Dave Chappelle is one of my favorite comedians, one of yours too, I'm sure, because the guy's just so smart.
He's brilliant.
But he makes a great point about how you shouldn't actually just care. You shouldn't care what celebrities say or think or feel.
Why you care so much what the Dixie Chicks say? It's not like they political scientists or nothing. They just bitches that can sing good. You know what I mean? Stop worshiping celebrities so much. Just don't listen, don't pay attention. I remember right around September 11th, Ja Rule was on MTV. That's what they said. We got Ja Rule on the phone. Let's see what Ja's thoughts are on this tragedy. Who gives a fuck what Ja Rule thinks at a time like this, nigga? This is ridiculous. I don't want to dance. I'm scared to death. I want some answers that Ja Rule might not have right now. You think when bad shit happens to me, I'll be in the crib like, oh my God, this is terrible. Could somebody please find Ja Rule, get hold of this motherfucker so I can make sense of all this. Where is Ja? Have me Ja Rule.
So true. So true.
It is.
Oh my goodness.
I love Dave Chappelle. Go watch more of his stuff.
Yeah. He still goes in, hey?
Like what? Guys, I mean, you really do think about these things. We go through a lot in the world and then they have the weirdest person to comment. Once you actually think about it, why should we care?
Anyway, let's not fluff around anymore. Mavis, what are the big stories in the news right now we didn't cover in the first hour?
Look, let's talk about...
Let's start with Ja Rule.
Oh, yeah. What does Ja Rule have to say about the sense announcement?
This is actually an interesting story. So what are people not doing enough of in Japan?
Flossing. Making babies.
Sex. Yes.
Yes. Ah. I'll accept both answers because because to make a baby requires that you have sex. So they're not getting enough sex and they're not making babies. Oh. The number of children in Japan has fallen for the 37th straight year in a row. And currently the numbers are sitting at the lowest record of all time.
Jeez, there's something going on in that part of the world. Because remember a couple of months ago we discussed first was China?
It's called innovation. They realize that we don't need more humans in this world to make it better. We need robots and we need science and we don't need food guzzling, layabout unemployed people.
Well, the Japanese government disagrees with you, Ben, because they have been trying attempts by the government to encourage Japanese to have more children.
Sure, that's what government says, because government needs people to be popular. We're talking about actual people here. Their lives are better without having to have kids.
Because now they're sitting with the issue of an aging population. And, well, what are you... Like, there's only so much you can do with an aging population.
It's fine. Seal will go visit them.
Been there, done that, tried, didn't work out for me, no. But, okay, so since it is something that is government... Like, it's on the government's agenda. Mm. How is the government making it more appealing for you and I to have babies? Are they
money?
Is there an incentive?
Look, in Europe, I think in Italy is a great country example. They will pay you to have kids. They're like, they'll make your life so easy if you want to just go up the duff. Like, literally.
Apart from, for example, like kids. The equivalent of a grant for the child. Am I getting paid something? Yeah. Really?
Sure, you'll get great benefits from the government.
Oh, guys.
They'll send you pay you every month to be a parent with children.
Yes, I'm ready. Okay, actually.
You're ready to what?
Oh, I'm ready to...
To raise them? Because that you kind of have to raise them after you have them.
About that.
Yeah, you see that.
Daddy daycare with Sia Sangweni. There's something I'll watch.
That's kind of how it works, Sia. Once you have them, you've got to raise them.
I didn't think this through properly. Mm. Okay, never mind.
So Japan's total population currently stands at 126 million people. Ooh, that's a lot.
Mm.
But the children only make up just 12% of that figure, which means that the rest is older people and then this aging population problem. Compared to other countries... the US, for example, the children there make up 19% of the population. In China, it's 16%. And in India, 30% of their population is made up of children.
Wow. Like, can they take some of our kids in South Africa? Because we do not have this problem at all.
They don't. But so maybe they just fight a lot in Japan. Maybe they just don't get along. Maybe there's a breakdown between men and women.
What do you mean?
Well... Look, CEO, I mean, we all know relationships are quite tough, right? You know, you get those marriage courts and couples courts, couples therapies and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That happens. I mean, listen to this.
Well, Your Honor, Tamir tries to control the way I dress, for one. He says that he wants me to, quote unquote, match his fly. So,
if you work this out, this is a couple in couples court.
Yes. It's like a Judge Judy kind of setup.
A Judge Judy kind of thing, but okay, this couple's not doing so well.
Failing in the fly department?
Your Honor, this is the thing with Cedric. Going back to me being a public figure, I'm a brand. And I'm really, like, I have to move and do and say and speak in a certain type of way. Like, because people are legitimately watching me for certain things.
Yes, girl.
And my visual image is one of those things. I'm not saying that Cedric can't dress, but I pop flavor and I drip sauce everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime I step out, I'm popping flavor, I'm dripping sauce. They already know I'm coming through, shutting it down. I just want my man to be a reflection of that. Like, when they see him, can he be the Kanye to my Kim? Like, can I get that? Like, I don't feel like that's controlling. I don't feel like that's asking for...
Yeah, so if you're not dripping sauce, how are you going to have kids with someone?
Oh,
yeah,
people in Japan.
This is how you get the breakdown.
People in Japan are popping flavor dripping sauce.
Oh,
okay.
I want to spend a day with that guy. Like, just one day.
This is how relationships and marriages break down.
How is that a thing?
Ew.
How in society did we get to a point where you and I in a relationship have issues and so we're now going to go, not for therapy, we're going to go to court, couples court.
Well, it's two birds with one stone. So you're getting attention and fame, plus you're fixing your problem rather than just fixing your problem.
Oh.
Guys.
I feel sorry for that guy, though. He ain't dropping no sauce.
I pops flavor, and I'm dripping sauce.
Oh, wow. Just one day, please, that I can get to spend with that guy.
No, too much. Too freaking much.
So there was another bus at OR Tambo International Airport. Ooh, this is a biggie. A 27-year-old man was arrested after he was found to be in possession of more than 6.9 million rand in cash.
Shucks.
In US dollars and South African rand.
Wow.
And this happened on Saturday. Wow.
And let me guess, he's buying toys for a children's home in Dubai.
Oh, wow. According to Brigadier Vishnu Naidu, he said that during a continuing and successful implementation of an integrated plan at the airport, the team acting on intelligence intercepted luggage which was suspected of containing undeclared cash. After verifying that the bag did indeed contain this amount, the suspect was arrested, preventing him from departing to Mauritius, which is where he was headed. 6.9 million rand in cash.
For people like that, how do you think you're going to get away with it when you are going through an airport with cash? Millions.
I don't know.
In cash.
Doesn't stop them from trying, though.
That's just like, what an idiot.
Well, how would you have done it, Sia? How do you smuggle out 6.9 million rand out of the country?
But as in, it's 2018, guys. Can't you just open up 25 different bank accounts and you wire cash and you divide it in between then?
Well, it depends what kind of cash you've got. So you're saying wiring cash. Okay, so he's got to now legitimize the 6.something million by going into a bank.
That's why I said 25 different accounts.
Okay, so now you need to hire 25 seers.
Yeah.
That in itself has its own ramifications.
No, I'll just do it repeatedly over and over again myself. It's my money.
But so what are you saying? You are going to open 25... You're going to open
bank
up...
accounts?
You can't.
Oh, why not? One is for... One is my savings. Another is just a daily check account. Another
because
is...
you're going to draw attention to yourself.
Another is for my stock fell.
Who has 25 bank accounts? You're going to draw attention to yourself.
Oh.
And then Sal's are going to be like, why do you need all of these accounts?
But this is the problem. He's trying to drip Sal so hard. He's now going to be called, he's going to fall foul of the law.
Okay, never mind. Get it. Okay. Maybe you do take the little chance to go through an airport. But yeah, evidently that didn't work.
I would just love to hear the headline one day is that someone has been caught in possession of 3 Guptas. Or like something that you really these people are just channeling money out, or it's Perlamun, or it's, I don't know, labias, or like it's just too much. We want to hear all the good news coming out here, because there's a happy show.
Ben, we live in hope. One day for Said by Sia, I'll bring that story for you.
We do live in hope. Sia's got another interesting story about Ellen DeGeneres and new levels of rich. Speaking, because we haven't got Rich Mulholland today, so we're going to have new levels of rich with Ellen.
Well, this is actually funny, because I was watching her show the other day, and they were playing a game, as they usually do on her show. And this is a question that was posed to her. Now, this for me is not even rich, it's like wealthy. So take a listen to this. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, okay. See you in a bit. Do you want to run the show?
Oh, sorry, excuse me. No, I was giving context.
No, you were hijacking.
I was dripping sauce. I was popping flavor. I was dripping sauce.
Popping flavor, dripping sauce.
Intellectually, we are superior to the blacks.
The notion that these people can be equal is not a scientific way of looking at it.
That has been proven beyond any reasonable doubt over the years.
The ideal is of a white ethno state.
The Group Areas Act will allow for this separate development of ethnic groups.
We want a new type of society that would actually be a homeland for all white people.
There is no permanent home for even a section of the Bantu in the white area of South Africa.
This country does belong to white people.
The Republic of South Africa has been made by the white mind for the white man.
We define what America is.
If the words of President P. P.W. Botha, leader of South Africa's apartheid government, and Richard Spencer, current leader of white supremacist movement, the alt-right, have taught us anything, it's that there's never been a better time to learn from the mistakes of our past. Start by visiting the Apartheid Museum today.
Well, we like to drop sauce here in many ways, and one of us through our newsletter. And if you listen to it, or so you get onto it, it's a great way of touching base with everything. No better than with Touch Base Pro. So that is just the best way to get most of your email marketing. TouchBase Pro has the most cost-effective and advanced ways to know more about your customers and allows you to speak to them when it matters. Here at Cliff Central, we experience this firsthand as we use them as our email marketing. As TouchBase Pro, your dedicated account manager will turn indifferent customers into customers who can't wait to engage with your brand. They do this by collecting meaningful insights and valuable info on what interests your users, so you can target individuals and create new strategies. Plus, they help with setting up lead nurturing email campaigns. Jeepers, these guys do a lot. I mean, when last were your leads nurtured? Yeah, they do it. To maximize sales, and they also mend the love lost between sales and marketing. Fundamental that. At the end of each month, your account manager will provide meaningful reports for you to show your team, taking the guesswork out of email marketing stats. The first five companies to make contact with emailwins.co.za will receive a mini strategic assessment and an email campaign to 25,000 customers. How about that? First five companies right now make contact with emailwins.co.za. With TouchBase Pro Account Manager, you will get to send emails your customers can't ignore. So go to emailwins.co.za. If you change nothing, nothing changes. Haha.
Oh.
But this is what you're going to do. On today's happy show, TouchBase Pro. Right. So what else we got going in the news? We'll get to the Ellen thing in a bit. So I'm just trying to, like, you know, slow play that.
So if you're not going to pay rent in Brazil, then you
live in a favela.
Well, that,
shot.
Or you could just build a sandcastle on the beach and live in the sandcastle.
Oh, yeah. their beaches are brilliant.
Yeah. So that's what Marco Misael Matolias did. And for 22 years, he's managed to evade the ridiculous rent of Rio de Janeiro by living in a home made out of sand.
Okay. Yes. Do you have pictures of the structure?
Yes,
put like bamboo in there?
I mean, he's got the flag of Brazil kind of pitched in his sandcastle where he lives. But apparently he's quite the big deal because locals call him the king. And every now and again, you know, when tourists are in the area, they're always asking if they can take pictures.
That seems crazy.
They can take pictures of his sandcastle. I hope he charges them because, you know, that's like
that will help rent money.
No. So, yeah, instead of going for one of the luxury apartments that line the streets of the pricey beach area, he opted for like the DIY approach. And he built this castle on his own. He is single and has no children, of course, making this possibly the best bachelor pad in the world, according to some. But yeah.
Oh, come on, dude.
The king. They call him the king. He has a crown and everything.
Well, first up, he's obviously big into shoes because if you live on a beach, you're going to get sand everywhere. So sure. He's clearly barefoot his whole life. He clearly washes in the ocean.
Oof. There's a lot of stuff that gets caught in your butt crack. Well, there is. And sand just gets in there.
Thanks.
It gets deep in there.
Ugh, like, why? I understand if you're able to do this and pull this off for a month. 22 years?
Yeah.
And how's the municipality never stepped in?
Well, it's probably not squatting. Although, you know, if you're a tourist attraction, I'm pretty sure you get some sort of benefit. But guys, this also goes to show what's possible in this world when you do not have a partner. You literally can do whatever crazy shit you want.
At any time, for however long you feel.
I mean, Marco's dripping sandcastle sauce here.
Oh, there we are.
And no one's stopping him. No one's stopping him at all. If he had a wife, she'd be like, no, this is fine for a week. Let's go find somewhere.
Let's get over this now.
And he's like, oh, if I like the beach. And she's like, you'll grow up. Okay, grow up.
So he's, you know, apparently it's not as easy as you'd think it is, because he says that he has to keep watering the castle so that it doesn't dry out, because then it would collapse. But he does say, though, that, well, if the castle did collapse, he can simply build another one. He can just even pick another patch of beach to do so. So he's not fazed. But yeah.
I'd have so many questions for him.
The sand holds all the heat, so sometimes at night he cannot sleep. And so he'll spend the night at a friend's house. Oh, okay. So you'll stay at a friend's house.
No.
So,
when it's convenient to you.
The story is really getting a bit patchy now.
Like, do you have furniture? What security do you have?
Yeah, you can build yourself a deck chair. It's sand.
He's got books.
Oh, because, yeah, to sleep on sand, to rest your head on sand.
I mean, like how many towels does he have? Like, best, like, what do you buy, Marco? Buy a beach towel. Lives in the sandcastle.
No, I think just scan his head for some mental illnesses and we move on swiftly.
Not my cup of tea, but just this is so un-Marco, but just like the whole thing about Ellen, we spoke about just that how rich is really rich. It's like a new different kind of rich as Ellen, because Ellen's got everything. I mean, she is the new Oprah, let's be honest.
Oh, that's a reach, but okay. No,
she is though.
No, different WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, but this is the whole talk show royalty thing.
Mm.
Crap, I've done it again.
Uh-oh. See, that's See, what you get. You
I've done it again. I Ellen teed up and then it just didn't tee.
All right, Ellen, what are three things you wish you owned but don't?
She got a Lamborghini truck connection.
It's so stupid, it's so short, but really, when I saw that, I actually had to, like, rewind when I was watching it, and I'm like, that is such a nice problem to have, for someone to ask you, what are the three things you wish you owned, and
but you're
stumped?
Yeah.
You're stumped.
Was that Cardi B that she was
with? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was Cardi B.
Actually, Twitch will name a category, and we have 5 seconds to name three things in that category, and then you hit the button. I'll start so you see how it goes. It's in 5 seconds, goes real fast.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Ellen, name three things that can fit in your pocket.
Money, marbles, and a Kleenex.
Yes.
So I had 1.7 seconds left.
Okay. Good game, yes.
Okay, Cardi, name three things you say when you're surprised.
Oh snap! Oh shit! Come on! Oh,
it was the three lies.
Hey, no, wait!
No, you have to do it after you name it.
Who said? Who said that?
After you name it. All right. Okay. That's okay.
Okay.
It's a tie.
Ellen, name three words that sound disgusting but aren't.
Wussy. Sludge and smut.
You know a word? Moist.
Moist. Oh. Yes.
Moist.
Yes, moist sounds bad and it's not really. Yeah.
Okay, Cardi, besides boobs, what are three different names for breasts?
Watermelons, melons.
Watermelons and melons.
Cardi B, this is the longest she's been without saying, like, just swearing violently. But this is quite something. See, how do we not find this? Like, we could have showed justice this. Cardi B on Ellen. This is actual gold.
I think justice will not be able to handle the next 9 months now that Cardi's pregnant.
But she's
so respectable
looking and stuff.
Cardi, name three things you shouldn't do at a strip club.
Not give money, slap the booty real hard, and eat chicken wings.
Eat chicken wings.
This is one of the greatest minds of our time,
yeah,
and we didn't get this.
They should not eat chicken wings in a strip club. It's gross.
All right, Ellen, name the last three celebrities you text with.
Bruno, Justin, and Anna Faris.
First name basis, Bruno. Okay.
Cardi, name three things that make you laugh.
Small dicks.
Money, chocolate, and...
Yes, Cardi, yes.
Guys, I reckon we got to play this game on the show.
Yeah.
We got to play this game on the show. We've also got to interview Cardi B.
Yeah, well, Of course.
See, sure. Take notes here.
We must just put in that request.
That'll be so simple to do.
Gosh.
Well, she's not performing anymore, she says, until she's had the baby. So who knows?
Oh, hence her reason wearing this really big red outfit thing.
She's trying to look, you know, all put together and mature. That's her new thing.
Okay.
And so, and evidently you don't approve. Well, folks, you know, I wanted to actually say something because we got someone who was tweeting us. And, you know, we've been looking at everyone. We've been hearing all of your messages as well. You've been asking about our earphones. You want to be part of the Cool Kids Club with Unwired, right? And if you don't have them yet, well, firstly, shame on you. But now we kind of feel bad. So we decided, since CliffCentral.com is turning 4, and we have turned 4 in May, and May ultimately is our entire birthday month, so we just thought, why not spread... Ben, what's your buzzword for this morning?
It's a happy show.
Exactly. Why not spread...
Are we making the show even happier?
We are.
Make the show happy.
All right.
Make the show happy again.
I'm so excited to actually announce this as well. So we just thought, for some of our special listeners out there, we have decided to give away a set of Unwired earphones every single day for the rest of May. Oh, that rhymes. Every single day for the rest of May.
Why is this not on the running order? I mean, this is a big deal.
Because I was waiting to announce it myself.
He wanted the spotlight, Ben.
He wanted to drip the sauce in this himself.
I wanted to pop some flavor, drip some sauce.
How do you win?
How are you winning this? And that's all it is. So wherever you are on social media, whether you're on Twitter, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on Instagram, this is all you simply have to do. Hashtag us, hashtag Cliff Central turns 4. Actually, I'm going to confuse myself there, but you just have to hashtag us and you let us know why Cliff Central, and you really just have to answer that question for yourself. Why Cliff Central? Okay. Why do you love Cliff Central?
See, you've cocked this up. Give them an example of a tweet. Come on.
Here's the hashtag. Here's the official hashtag. Apologies. Hashtag we are here. Cliff Central turns 4. So it's one long hashtag. Hashtag we are here. Cliff Central turns 4. And the here is H-E-A-R. And then you just record a video of answering the question, why Cliff Central? Why do you love Cliff Central? Why do you love podcasting? What shows do you listen to? Just give us 30 seconds of why you've chosen Cliff Central. And you could be one of the lucky winners.
Give that hashtag again.
Yeah, give it again.
Hashtag we are here. Cliff Central turns 4. So it's H-E-A-R and the number 4.
You'll win this competition by setting a new record for the longest hashtag on social media. No, I'm all for it. But remember, we are here as in what you listen with.
Yes. And Cliff Central turns 4, the number 4. And then just record a quick video of yourself explaining why you love Cliff Central, or what your favorite shows are, or when you listen to the podcast. And then we could select you as one of our lucky winners, and we could send the Cliff Central Unwired earphones to you. I think that's cool.
Cliff Central, we are here. Cliff Central turns 4.
Yeah.
And we're obviously shipping to South Africa only.
Yes.
Because it's just logistically a nightmare outside of that.
But we just thought, why not, guys? Everyone wants to be part of this Unwired family, and it's our birthday, so let's just spread it around. Some happiness, as Ben would say this morning.
On this happy show. I think you're wanted in the control booth. Sorry, Mubs, we've really neglected the news today with all our tomfoolery and trying to keep things happy.
That's fine.
Are you sure?
Keep things happy.
I think we should wrap it up with a couple of good news stories here, just to give people what they need to know going into the start of the day.
Well, apparently Twitter suffered like a bit of a glitch over the weekend.
Yeah, everyone's profiles were exposed or something, so we got to change our passwords.
Yeah, that's what they are recommending for their more than 330 million users, to change their passwords. The glitch caused some of them to be stored in plain text on its internal computer system. Now, Twitter did say that they had fixed the glitch and that an internal investigation had found no indication that passwords were stolen or misused by insiders, but they have urged all of us to consider changing our passwords out of an abundance of caution.
I can tell you this much. This will also make you realize what your password is, because a lot of people are logged in on their phones. They're logged in full time on their computers. So now they're saying change your password. It's like, oh shit, I don't know what my actual password is.
I can't remember what that is, yeah.
Because you would have done it a few years ago. And that's how it is. It's not like a bank account or whatever where you got to log in all the time. The stuff stays open. So good luck in finding what your old password is in order to create a new one.
Gosh, and it's just like one of the biggest wasters of time in the world is resetting a password.
Mm. Yeah, it is. And we all do it.
You go to log in and then send, you have to wait for the email to be sent to you. And then you've got to, it's such a waste of time.
Can I just pin myself as the ultimate dodo on planet Earth? I have a locked document on my laptop, which is labeled passwords and has all of my passwords for everything on there. But because it's locked and I've now forgotten the password to that, so I kind of don't know how to. If I were to be signed out of any of my accounts, I'm now screwed because I don't remember anything. So I'm quite the dodo of the week right now. No, that doesn't warrant a slow clap. I really feel like an idiot, so I'll try to be happy this week, Ben.
Remember when we were little?
Yeah, of course I do.
How we could would
I
talk
and talk.
All of us and say, did you ever kiss somebody or did you ever hold hands with this one, Mr. No?
I'll give you 4,000 guesses. You have no idea who we're about to start talking about. For time purposes, have one.
Michelle Obama?
Poopy pants, remember?
That's right. You were always asking questions. Always. So what do you want to know, Kathy? Okay.
How dramatic is this build-up? Yeah. This is incredible.
They're really dragging
it. This is incredible.
Out.
Don't lie to me.
I don't even know what the question is.
Are you a virgin?
Kathy?
This Kathy, she'll stop at nothing. But who is this virgin that we are talking to?
Are you
about?
A virgin?
Yeah. About to be revealed. Who is this?
What?
Don't ask me that.
Okay. What, honey?
Don't ask me that question. Please what? Don't do that to me. Why would you do that to me?
Kaya, come here.
Please don't ask me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my goodness, Sia, what was that?
Guys, I actually feel so bad for her.
What? Okay, what just happened?
So this is LaToya Jackson.
Oh, I knew it.
What?
I knew it.
Chatting to her friend, and this is Kathy Hilton, like Paris Hilton's mother. Yes, they are friends because that's what happens in Hollywood. But it's now been revealed that LaToya Jackson is 61 years old. And she's a virgin.
No, guys.
Outrageous.
No way.
And I really don't think this is like a Hollywood plot of like trying to be scandalous. I think this person is going through some shit.
No, guys.
61 years old.
Wait. But she's been in relationships.
She has spoken out. And by the way, we're just saying this because this is what blogs are now saying. And the story has been around for a while. These have been rumors. But she spoke out a couple of years ago about an abusive marriage that she was in when she was really, really young. And how she never touched, like, had sex with that husband of hers. So I think from that... And you, a therapist, would be able to pinpoint and tell you from that experience, what if she just mentally blocked having sex? And now she's 61 years old.
Huh. Well, you know, he's not a virgin.
Oh.
Yeah. It looks like you're getting ready to give birth right there. It looks like.
But you know, they say the more you move, the easier it will come out.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And I...
Yeah.
Come out, fam.
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially if that's comfortable for you to do, it'll be easy to...
Yeah. I was just trying to show the world how I got pregnant in the first place.
I see.
Yeah, so the takeout of today's happy show is you've got to just see the whole Cardi B interview on Ellen.
Classy.
The things that they go to and the dance moves are discussed. And she's also showing her udat.
Cardi's just the definition of class. Yeah. We love her for that exact reason.
All right, Mavs, you want one more story to wrap it up?
No.
No, that's it, huh?
That's it.
We've got enough. We've got LaToya is a virgin.
Oh, shame.
This is your takeout today. When you walk up with someone who you might want to talk to for some reason, did you know LaToya Jackson is a virgin?
No, rather quote from Anthea. That's better. That makes you sound smarter.
Getting to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, quote, send something... Oracle over the weekend, Warren Buffett. That's smarter.
But I tell you what is a lot more interesting. As I said, Gareth is away. He's away today. He's away tomorrow. So Wednesday, he'll be back on the show with great stories. And I think this is what happens, what should happen when Gareth goes away. We should have questions. So as soon as he gets back in, we go, right, here's 10 questions. So if you have any questions for Gareth, we'll take them on the Telegram, 079-748-2090, or on the WhatsApp as well. Questions about what this trip has been about. He was very sketchy with the details. Who's got married? Who did he hang out with? Who's he been having drinks with? Mm. Did he get to the Queen?
All I'm saying is it's the crowd that calls a watch a timepiece. That says more than enough.
All right. So coming up, though, Terry Peto. Now, she chatted to Gareth, a fantastic actress and film producer, and it's an inspiring story that we did play out in December 2005. So, as you know, we do play some of
2015.
Our... 2015.
Yeah, I was like, really?
Cliff Central turns 14. Get some headphones. So it's something we do try to do because, you know, there's no ways you can listen to every single one of our interviews, but I can tell you this much, that every single one of our interviews has been pretty fantastic, except for the ones that we do in Gareth's Night here. I know I've bombed a couple of those.
Those are pretty average.
That's why we're cool on our own. We're fine.
So yeah. We do replay some of the best ones, which you'll get to enjoy in the second, in the third hour here. But see, before we go away, plug the competition one more time.
Yes.
We are here. Cliff Central turns 4. What can they win?
Exactly that. So that's what you need to hashtag we are here, and that's HEAR, and then the same hashtag Cliff Central turns 4, that's the number 4, if you want to be one of our daily winners of the Cliff Central Unwired earphones. All you have to do is go onto social media, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, use that hashtag and include a video of yourself answering whycliffcentral.com. Why do you love cliffcentral.com? Which shows do you listen to? How long have you been listening? And just use the hashtag we are here Cliff Central turns 4, and we could choose you as one of our daily winners for the cliffcentral.com unwired earphones.
Easy as that.
I know.
All right, catch you guys back tomorrow.
This is cliffcentral.com.